The insurance bill from the storms and flooding has now reached an estimated $56 million. The Insurance Council of Australia says there have been 14,500 claims across Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania. As the claims roll in, the Climate Institute says the buck shouldn't stop with insurers, and banks and governments need to play a bigger role in protecting communities from environmental changes. Penny Timms reports.
The storm damage from northern New South Wales to Tasmania is significant, and the insurance bill is only tipped to rise in the coming days. The Insurance Council has declared the storms a catastrophe and has set up a task force to deal with any issues. Along Sydney's coast, mansions dangle over the shore, one with its pool swept onto the sand below. Further inland, areas around Camden and Picton, southwest of Sydney, are also facing a lengthy mop-up. But there are warnings that insurance may not cover all claims, especially those considered to be what's known as an act of God or an act of the sea. Kate McKenzie is the Investment and Governance Manager at the Climate Institute.
I'm not surprised by that at all, actually. Anyone who's looked at the insurance industry or works in the insurance industry is probably aware that actions of the sea are generally not covered. I don't know if the residents in this case would have been aware of that, but the Insurance Council, the industry body, has communicated this before. They probably could communicate it a bit more clearly, but it certainly is. It is out there on the public record.
New South Wales Minister for Emergency Services is David Elliott.
This is why we tell people when you buy property, when you take out an insurance policy, make sure you know what your insurance policy covers.
And he says that while the government will speak with the insurance industry, there's little more the state government can do.
Well, I don't know what the government can do to encourage people not to buy coastal homes. This is something that, you know, individuals, when you buy a home, you need to consider all the opportunities and all the possibilities that may affect anything that you purchase.
But that's not something Kate McKenzie agrees with entirely. And she says it's not only coastal communities at risk. She says state governments around the country have a responsibility to provide stronger guidelines to councils so they are better equipped to reject development applications that are deemed too risky and may not be covered by insurance. That's an issue that she predicts will only become more important as the effects of climate change kick in.
The Insurance Council has stated that not all the impacts of climate change will be covered by the insurance industry. Insurance is really a function of risk, essentially. So there's been some really interesting discussions at an international level about how the insurance sector can be involved in deal with some of the costs incurred by climate change. But the underlying problem, again, is that if the risks are increasing, insurance can't really ultimately stop that. If risks get higher, somebody has to pay. As the climate's changing, these things will happen more.
The Climate Institute's Kate McKenzie says numerous investigations have been launched into the insurance industry over the years with little to show for it. And she doesn't think that's simply the fault of the insurance companies. She believes the role of the nation's banks are often overlooked, and it's time they step up.
They're the ones who enable us to buy homes by approving loans. Typically, a bank will check before giving you a mortgage, before finally approving your mortgage, they'll check that you've taken out home insurance on the house that you're buying or the flat that you're buying. But they won't check in subsequent years if you're insured, and they won't check that you're adequately insured. And same goes for residential developments. Banks finance the vast majority of residential construction. If the banks were being very mindful of these risks, then we wouldn't see new constructions going up in places that are, unsuitably risky.
Kate McKenzie says some Queensland communities have been grappling with issues of insurance for years. Some insurers even refused to cover entire inland towns until mitigation efforts were taken to improve protection from natural disasters. And she says governments, banks and insurers need to plan now to protect Australians from future risks.
Penny Timms reporting.